Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther. Lizivu kagam v'karv. Chana reza basmir and Rivka. Lelei dekali alad bar v'shalim. Barame chevar v'shasa gidal. Rechus yam v'shanim tovas. And le'ili nishma Esther of Alexander Yosef ben Zusha. And Esther ben Shmuel. And I thank the sponsors of this year. We're going to be learning some Torah that, based on what was said by Moriv Rabbi Shlita, the Talmud Rebbe, in Shal Shudis, Parshas Titzav and Zachor, in the year Tavshin Ayin. This came out on Yud Gimel Adar. So Yud Gimel Adar is a very special day. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakolhi V'lo Tzarech L'Rabuye. Yud Gimel is the time of gathering, and we don't need an extra chiddush, an extra limud, to teach you that you can read the Megillah on this day. So the depths of the kavana of this Gemara is that when Jewish people are gathering together, it's zman kehila lakol be'etza achas u'be'machshava achas be'achdus levavos as lo tzarech l'rabuye. In such a case where we're all together, where we have a united heart, we don't need any chiddush in the pasuk to include, to teach us that this day is the correct day, a fitting day to read the Megillah, because in the Gemara talks about reading the Megillah in Yad Alfid Beis and Yud Gimel, which are not the classic days of Yud Dalet and Tesvav, but you're allowed to read them earlier also, the B'nai Kfarim. So Yud Gimel you don't need a Chiddush for, because these are days of Achdus. And since we have Achdus, of course this is a good time to read the Megillah. Because the Maisa of Kinos, the fact that Jews are getting together, that's Torah. And together with that, it's Shabbos Zachor. Zachor is Lashon Hove, Upol B'chol Eis, that it's constantly happening. It's not Yizkor, will be remembered. It's not Zacharti, I remembered. It's I am remembering. Zayin Zachor Dik B'chol Eis, to constantly be in the realm of remembering. That a person, all of his days should be in this state of remembering. With respect to Amalek, we find something very wondrous. The Gemara teaches us in Maseches Sanhedrin and Av Tzadi Tes Amud Beis that there was a woman named Timna. Timna was a Pilegish to Eliphaz. And she was a Bas Malachim, and she wanted to convert, and she came to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they all rejected her, and she went and she became the Pilegesh, the concubine of Eliphaz, the son of Esav. She said, I'd rather be a concubine to this nation and not a princess to a different nation. And in the end, what emerged from her is Amalek, who caused tremendous sire to the Jewish people. Why, says the Gemara? Delo ibay lehu l'rachaka, because the avos should not have distanced her. This is an inyanora lemisbonen bo, that Chazal were megales sodos noroi mikivshono shel olam, that all the tzaras and yisurin that Am b'nei Yisrael has suffered b'meshach kol adoros from the klipa of Amalek, starting from Amalek himself and Haman and b'nei Banav, until what happened 70 years ago, the klipa of Amalek in Germany, and they went to destroy the world, and they slaughtered millions of Jews with mises mishunos v'achzarias. And we never had, like the Lashon of the Imre Emes, Migur, Harab HaKadosh, Zuchuso, Yogein Aleinu, that it was an eis tzara kasha v'ayom asher lo haisa li Yisrael me'az hayo l'goy, the worst tzara that we had since we became a nation, said the Imre Emes. And he himself gave over 100 karbanos from his family, the Ger Rebbe. And that Akeda Nora, Asher Saraf Hashem B'Yom Charon Apo, Chazal were Megale, that all came as a result of Amalek. And Amalek is because the Avos were Marchik Timna. And because of that, Amalek was Yotzei Me'amis. Amalek emerged from her union with Eliphaz and all of the tzaras of all the doras. And the Yad Raman, Masechah Sanhedrin, he writes לשון מאוד חריפה. נפק מיני המלאק תציירינו לישראל באבון שריחקוע מתחת כנפי השכינה, והקמה שמלן דלא אהבה איבא אלי להו לרחקה. Amalek came out from her, that caused tzar to the Jewish people, because they distanced her from Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. V'ho kom ashmalan. And it's teaching us that the loy baylu l'rachaka, that they shouldn't have distanced her. Meaning this is a limud for us, l'doros. Don't be merachik people. You have to be makariv people. And with that we can understand what we find in the Neis Purim. Pasuk says, V'rabim me'amei ha'aretz mityadim. Ki nafal pachad yudim aleihem. That after Haman was omer aleihem, ubikesh lahashmid, laharoig, ulaabed, es kol ha-yehudim, tafinoshim b'yom echod, and they were zochev, and ishapich, inyan letov, and they were machniya, klipus ha-molik, bos ador, slechach mei ador, wanted to be metakin the shorash of chait. And therefore it says that many people converted. Beautiful, v'rabi me'amei aretz mesiadim. They now were makariv, the people who were far away. That's the tikkun. And based on this, we can understand the Gemara in Gittin, Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Bibnei Banav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah, Bibnei Brak, and the Rishonim and Achronim want to understand, we have a psak, halacha, that you're not makabel geirim me'amolek, so how do you say Bibnei Haman Brak? And there are many, many answers given in the Achronim. Look in the Ein Zocher to the Rabbi Chida, and Merechas Aleph Oz Gimel. Look in the Teferet Shlomo to Purim, where he writes there Chassidus. A lot of Torah on this question. Al-Kopanim, we can say, based on our Yisod, that after the terrible evil that Haman wanted to do, Lahachar Zer Yisrael, and they were machnia, they subordinated the koach of Haman, and they hanged him and his children on the tree. The Chachmei Ador found the Shas Kosher to be metaken in of Amalek, who came about because the Jews were merachik timna, and therefore they took all that terror, many heter they can find in the book, to be makariv b'nei banav shel Haman, that they should be metaken in Torah b'nei Brak, to be metaken this pagam of being merachik, they were makariv. What's the limud for all of us? The Avos HaKadoshim had many reasons why they weren't Makabel Timna, who wanted to be Mizgayer. Avram Avinu was Machnas Tancha Tachas Kanfei Yashchina Revovot Zvalofim, and he went from place to place. But the Rambam writes in the Perek Aleph Mi'avod Hazara Loch HaGimel Ashitz Kapsuelev Alofim V'Revovos. He was Makar of so many people. So if he was Dochet Timna, he definitely had a good reason for doing so. And the Achronim give various reasons why he did so. Look in the Chiddush HaGadol of the Maharal and Sanhedrin and the Be'er Sheva and the Gos Yaivitz. Ve'alf al pichein, klapei Shmaya, der medaktikim sadikim kuchot ha-saira. As it says, V'svivav nisara me'od, the Gemara learns from there, V'svivav, those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nisara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakte kechut ha-saira, like a hair's breadth. But there was some tiny pagam in pushing her away. So if we're talking about Nachor Mizera Molek and Timna, whose geiris wasn't l'shem emes, and there were many reasons not to be makariv her, certainly when you're dealing with a Jewish person, how much you should be makariv? It's not a molek, you don't need a teirim. They're already Jewish to be makariv a person. So we should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem to be makariv people tachas kanfei Ashchina. B'simcha b'tuv levav, be'ava achva shalom b'reus. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.